This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Skype username is available to you. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm and get interactive on the show. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. Of course, we are here on 420 once again. And in New Hampshire, people gathered in Concord on the State House steps for a very cold day for 420. What was it, 40-ish degrees maybe today? And by the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So, Chris, you were there with me, Daryl. You didn't make it out this year.
Correct.
Was it, what was it, about 40 degrees today?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit warmer than that, but it was so cold you needed a jacket and you were still cold.
It was kind of chilly and windy.
I had layers on today.
My hands were freezing from holding, I was holding a physically holding a camera, not like on a tripod or anything, and I even had gloves on I put on, and it was still pretty cold. I think it got a little bit warmer, though, towards the end.
If you got out in the sun, which you did toward the end.
So other than discussing the weather, there was supposed to have been some kind of conflict.
Yep, that's
My understanding was...
It was an ideological conflict, I would say.
Right, and my understanding was there was a protest that I presume probably got a permit to wind up, having their gathering outside of the State House to advocate for, let's take away guns.
I'm glad you brought it right
there. And then the 420 rally people, they never get a permit.
Correct.
They just show up.
Yeah, if you get a permit, you're doing it wrong, as far as I'm concerned. If you're doing protests or outreach or whatever it is you want to call it, because it's both.
Right.
You're doing it wrong if you go and ask for permission. If you have a freedom of speech, you have to act like it, in my opinion. And so, the
420s have... some people get a permit is because they want to make sure that nobody... No, it's not necessarily that. It's they want to make sure that they have exclusive use of the area, and we don't want counter-demonstrators showing up in our space.
Well, so they can control that.
That was interesting because they didn't... So I actually overheard conversation at the permitted protest, so to speak, between one of the organizers and an officer. And one of the organizers said, I know you can't do anything about it, but... And then, and she was basically referring to the people who were counter-protesting.
Yeah, she wanted them out.
Out, right.
And didn't one of those officers threaten a friend of ours by saying something like, you're not allowed to say the F word or you're not allowed to curse?
Yeah, I believe something along those lines was said, in fact. Yeah,
There was some sort of a threat that went undocumented, unfortunately. That person who was being threatened did not have a recording device active at that time. And obviously, there were plenty of people letting loose the F word after that
right.
come over there, and they did nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, there's, I guess apparently there had been some people arrested in the past.
Where?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear the details. But
not at the 420s. So for listeners unfamiliar.
I'm not entirely sure where it was, but they were talking about somebody being arrested, and it was the same cop, I guess, that had made the arrest. So I don't think it was at the 420.
Were the cops talking about the arrest or the other participants?
Other participants.
Okay.
So I guess he was arrested by that specific cop.
It wouldn't surprise me. But as far as the 420s are concerned, there have been no arrests at, what has it been going since, 2009, 2010, I think? This might have been like eighth or ninth year this year here in New
Hampshire. I think the 420 rallies at the State House started in 2010.
I think you might be right about that. So, yeah. So we've done this for 9 years, basically, at this point. Most of a decade. And no one has ever been arrested, even though state police have definitely observed the goings-on. In fact, as we were pulling up today, I was like, guys, you ought to get out. There's something going on over there. There was a statey who was coming down from the state house and wading into the crowd. I'm like, this is probably not good. You know,
right.
Grab your cameras.
Yeah.
Luckily, there were already people there, of course. Garrett Ian, one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com, he was there, and he got footage of this. So hopefully we're going to see it released pretty soon, where the cop apparently came down and made some sort of overt threat over the people who were smoking, but then ultimately did nothing. So I'm not sure exactly what the contents of it were. We're going to have to look forward to seeing that footage when it comes out. But that was apparently the only kind of ridiculous thing that occurred. There didn't seem to be much overt police surveillance this year. Last year, there was a cop that was in like an unmarked black obvious cop car. It had the spotlight over on the driver's side.
It almost feels like they avoid us.
Well, I scared him off by pointing my camera at him. As soon as I'd had my camera on him for about 20 seconds, he looked over, rolled up his window, and then pulled out of the spot that he'd been sitting at until that point.
Mm. And, you know, this is actually the first time since the thing they called decrim went into effect that there's been a 420 rally at the state house. So I wonder if, you know, maybe the cop... You know, you said made some kind of threat to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was
the crowd. He came
You're
down
not
the crowd.
Allowed to smoke in public because they can't really do anything about somebody with a joint.
No, they can. They can ticket that person. I mean, that cop could have just handed out a bunch of tickets to people. And, of course, I gave a speech later on talking about don't take a plea deal saying, hey, you know, if you guys actually get busted, if you get this $100 ticket, don't just be like, oh, it's just $100 now and cut them a check. Make it hard for them to collect that $100. Because in Massachusetts, what happened was when they did a decriminalization there, they didn't put some sort of enforcement mechanism, I guess, that they were supposed to have in the law. And somebody figured it out, and they just decided they weren't going to pay the $100 fine in Massachusetts. And word started to spread around. Like, oh, if you don't pay the $100 fine, they don't prosecute you. And so I said, well, we can do this here. Even if they didn't leave that provision out in New Hampshire, we can do this here. If everybody who gets popped, and it doesn't even have to be everybody, 10% of them, who get popped with a ticket for the new decriminalized marijuana for the $100 ticket, just refuse to pay that, go to trial, make them get their conviction, eventually they're going to start dropping those cases. Because if they know that it's likely that somebody who's got a marijuana ticket is going to take that to trial, which is going to cost the prosecutor time, they've got to prepare, they've got to bring witnesses, like they did with you recently,
Chris,
with a video that has
that
not yet been released.
Interesting, too,
We don't want to talk, probably shouldn't talk too much about it without people being able to see what transpired at your trial.
True.
But you beat two parking tickets, two $5 parking tickets that who knows what the amount was spent. Like, the amount of time that was spent in the court
hours
with the prosecutor.
And hours amongst many people who were... There were two people involved in two different
two
tickets.
Witnesses.
So they had two witnesses come in.
Plus the prosecutor.
Right. Plus the prosecutor and
the
judge.
Plus the judge's time.
And
the clerk.
All those people. Yeah, a lot of people.
For two $5 tickets. So that was my message to the marijuana users when I was speaking. I like that's what I generally talk about is don't take a plea deal.
Right.
And Rich Paul talked about jury nullification, how people who are serving on jury should vote not guilty.
I was just going to say the same thing. Even if it's something else, if it's a non-violent offense... You know, fight it.
One thing is, we're less likely to ever see a possession jury trial now that decriminalization has occurred because they've made it into a violation. Unless you get like three or four within, I think, a 3-year time frame, that fourth one, I believe, then goes to a misdemeanor charge. So in theory, that person could take, maybe it's a jury if they leave it as a Class A. Jury trials for possession in New Hampshire are pretty much off the table as even a possibility right now.
For small amounts.
Right. So if you have possession with intent to distribute charge, a felony, then you can still, obviously you're going to be in front of a jury with that. And so people who are facing jury, or people who are going to be jurors who want to see an end to the war on drugs, and not just talking about cannabis here, but the entire war on drugs, you can vote not guilty. You can vote your conscience, and that is something they cannot stop you from doing. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. It doesn't matter if they have that person dead to rights. They caught him with the marijuana. They caught him with a scale. They caught him with baggies. They caught him selling it. You know?
Right.
It doesn't matter what the evidence is. If you think the war on drugs should end, if you think the war on pot should end, you can vote not guilty because you want to nullify that law in that instance. So we got some good messages across, of course, to what I would say was a really hardcore group of people who came out on a pretty cold day.
Oh, yeah.
To stand in the shade on a cold day and try to have their voices heard about cannabis. Of course, we got video footage, so that will be coming out as well. If you want to comment on what's been going on with 420 in your area, whether it's legal or illegal, you know, were you involved in some events or celebrations today, toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, the toll-free number on this 420 edition of the program, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Actually, I think Chris was one of the only ones there to not pick up cannabis.
Allegedly.
At the 420 that happened today in Concord, New Hampshire, a place where there's a very, very weak level of decriminalization that went into effect last year.
Yes, it's something they call decriminalization that still allows for arrest and criminal penalties.
Eventually, like the first three arrests are not technically arrests, they're ticketings, although they could arrest you.
You could be arrested, yeah. And then later, we realize you don't have any priors, so you're free to go. Here's a ticket.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how the statistics end up shaking out after a year or two of so-called decrim here in New Hampshire, if we don't actually see it legalized soon, which doesn't look like that's on the immediate horizon,
right,
with a governor who has pledged to veto any kind of legalization plans. But to the guy's credit, at least he signed the decrim that the previous governor refused to sign.
It's also going to be interesting to see if he winds up signing the expanded ATC distribution, ATC being the authorized treatment centers.
Right. So there's only four of them in New Hampshire, and that's not enough. I mean, that's ridiculous.
There was a bill I believe I had told you about that wound up having a hearing recently to wind up allowing a couple of the treatment centers to open satellite facilities. Yep. That wound up passing.
Both the House and the Senate?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's the problem?
So it's on his desk.
What's the problem with
them? Well, it's not on his desk right now. Like, there's a process. Yes.
What's the problem with them opening up more? Is it something the law is preventing more from being opened up?
The law says there are four.
Okay.
And the law specifies the geographic regions that the four are to be set in.
Either comes from the idea of let's protect the few buddies of ours who end up getting permission to sell medical marijuana, or we're afraid of marijuana and we can't let it out there. That's the excuse that they'll likely give.
So,
wait, are we talking about medical
dispensaries,
marijuana? Or are we talking about
medical dispensaries?
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about
alternative treatment centers.
Alternative treatment centers
are the facilities that are allowed to sell the cannabis. Every other state calls them a dispensary.
Okay.
New Hampshire came up with this term, ATC.
So, by the way,
weird.
Yeah. And so hopefully this will be passed and we'll see more expansions of medical marijuana. We have seen some tweaks that have happened to the medical bill over time here. But I do want to mention that this event was very well attended. There were a lot of people there. It was very cold. Lots of Liberty folks were there. A lot of the transplants.
Oh, yeah.
Folks like us who moved here to New Hampshire were present, as well as plenty of New Hampshire natives that were also there. And I saw the founder of Liberty.menu while I was there, Patrick, who was there and seemed to be having a good time. And everybody was at this event, the 420 in Concord, New Hampshire. But Liberty.menu is a great site for people who are within the Liberty movement, people who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you really ought to go to liberty.menu and put yourself, your business, whatever it is that you do, put it up there. Or if you're a content creator, digital content creators are welcome to post their content there at liberty.menu. And also, if you are somebody who's an events coordinator, maybe you're organizing something and you want people to come, like there's the New Hampshire Liberty or Libertarian Party, they're having an event soon. There's ForkFest that's coming up here. And this isn't just for New Hampshire. This is for anybody in the world to use. It's a global map of liberty-friendly businesses and more. So check it out and add your items to it over at liberty.menu. It's completely free. Once again, liberty.menu. So we're there. It's a great event. It was not your first. You were there last year.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah, I've been there at least once or twice.
Right. I think it was the first Vincent came with us, and it was his first event. So lots of new faces there. There's always, you know, new people that maybe they'll just see it as they're wandering up. Although what people would see as they were wandering up, you brought it up earlier, Daryl, and it's worth coming back to, the anti-gun protest. That was also, for the very first time, every other 420 in its history that we've done it here for almost a decade, it's just been the 420 event. It's just been people smoking cannabis on the front of the state house in New Hampshire here. And there's never been anything else going on. So usually the 420 event will start out by the roadside, like maybe an hour or two prior to. And I don't know what happened 2 hours prior because we weren't that early. But at some point, these anti-gun protesters showed up, and a fairly large number of them, I mean, they tend to be well organized. They showed up, and, you know, of course, they all had pre-made signs by some corporation or whatever. Likely, they were hired, some of them were hired to be there, probably drove up from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was going to say, even in their speeches, they were like, I'm from Philly, I'm from Mass.
Yeah.
Like all these other states.
That's
like,
really revealing.
Are any of them from New Hampshire?
To me, that's really revealing. I think there was, like, a teacher on later on. I don't know if she was, but...
Well, they brought in people from all over the country to testify.
Right.
Like, sort of, well...
They couldn't find them in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
they couldn't find New Hampshire people willing to speak.
Yeah, you know? Well, you know, what was funny is because the counter-protester, so to speak, had a sign that said something like, New Hampshire's number one in terms of gun safety or something in the U.S. I don't know. It was something to that effect anyway. And I'm like... Wow.
So one of the anti-gunners had that sign?
No. I'm sorry.
There was a counter-protester also with a sign.
To the anti-gunners.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, of course, there were some people there that were open carrying guns at the anti-gunners. This is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And many of the people who support marijuana legalization here also understand liberty. And so they, some of them were there carrying their guns openly. So they were at the 420, and some of them also went down to visit the anti-gun people. And one of the great counter protester signs was like something like go to Massachusetts if you want gun control, or there's some variant on that. It was like, if you want gun control, Massachusetts.
I think it was the same sign. I think there were two sides to it. Because there was another side that said, it was like, we're number one or something is first safety. And it's,
so there was some great trolling going on of these people. And overall, I mean, really successful event. I was glad to see that people came out despite the fact that decrim has happened, right? So this thing called decrim, which is really weak, but still something, did happen in 2017. And so the concern would be, well, are people just going to feel like they've won? Like, oh, it's over. You know, we won. Let's not go out and do the 420 in public. And ultimately, no, people came out. I would say at least as many people as last year came out this year. It was a good group of people considering how bad the weather was. However, a guy named Brian Korber, who I suspect also doesn't live in New Hampshire, on a website called Mashable.com. I was just kind of looking online like, all right, well, what's the news about 420 today? Because obviously events like this were going on across the United States and maybe even across the world. Now, how many of them actually do it, you know, basically on the front steps of the state house? I suspect some do, and in some states, you know, they don't. But this was one of the top stories that came up, and it's an opinion piece that is entitled, We Need to Stop Celebrating 420. And he puts celebrating in quotes. Stop celebrating 420. Here's why. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Today,
go for it.
This is Brian Korber writing at Mashable. Today is April 20th, affectionately known by many as 420. It's the unofficial day for celebrating all things weed, but it's 2018, and it's time to take a step back.
I know. We need to celebrate July 10th because it doesn't have the stigma around it.
No, he's saying stop celebrating. Take a step back from the haze of smoke and realize that 420 has become a bad internet holiday, even worse than April's Fool's Day.
Worse than Taco Tuesday?
We're going to come back here with the rest of this. He's literally, I think, going to make the argument here that you guys are ruining it now. The protesters. Just go back in the closet. Free Talk Live. We'll share more with you. 855-450. Free if you want to join.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The biggest flooring event of the year is here. Lumber Liquidators 15th Annual April Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale. Now's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood up to 40% off. Water-resistant laminate up to 33% off. Worry-proof your home with waterproof floors as low as 39 cents. Get special clearance deals at your local store while supplies last. Plus, special financing and professional installation. Don't miss it. The 15th Annual April Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is 420. We've been talking about the event that happened here in New Hampshire, which Free Talk Live hosts have always been at the forefront of. Rich Paul, of course, a longtime host of this show, was the founder, basically, of those 420 events in Concord. And he made his triumphant return this year because he had taken a year off when he'd gone back and basically took a year-long sabbatical and got some of his S straight, and he's back and better than ever, and it was great to see him back up there today at the event. And, of course, all kinds of great speeches, and I've got some of them on video, so I'm actually going to release them this year. I did a compilation video last year of some clips from the videos, but I think I'll release the full vids this time around over at freekeen.com. So if you want to see what's going on here in New Hampshire, if you're considering moving here as part of this amazing migration of people who have been, and a lot of the movers, by the way, were there today. You probably didn't know some of them, but you know, there's a bunch of people that are at these events.
I mean, I don't know the names of individual people because there's so many people, but I certainly recognize a good portion of them.
Yeah, and I don't even know them all either.
It wasn't even like it was a Liberty event. It was just
this is open to anybody who wants to see marijuana legalized.
And how many state reps were at the rallies this year?
I'd say about the typical number, three, four, something like that.
Okay.
I can think of at least four offhand that I recognize there, including Libertarian State Representative Caleb Dyer.
And people running who are going to be running for
that's true.
As well.
Carla Garrick was there, and she's running for state senate for as a Republican, unfortunately, because I think she'd be a great Libertarian candidate. But we had a great chance to catch up. And anyway, it's a lot of fun. So we're sharing with you the story from Mashable.com about how it's time to stop all this celebrating. It's time to just settle down, you guys. We're on the cusp of a victory here, and I'll get back into that coming up here in moments. But if you are the kind of person who likes to express yourself, then you really ought to go to $6shirts.com. There's some great shirts at $6shirts, and I've got more than a few, I think, at this point. $6shirts.com. They're liberty-friendly folks running that business, and they've got just a gigantic selection of whatever kind of, like, pop culture, sports, you know, video games, movies. There's all kinds of different categories.
They've got a Hollyweed shirt.
Oh, so I bet like they the got Hollywood sign.
Yeah. Right. No, it looks like the Hollywood sign, but it says Hollyweed.
It's awesome. It's awesome stuff. And check it out over at $6shirts.com. And don't forget to use code FTL to get 10% off of whatever you want to order. $6shirts.com. And yes, they do accept Bitcoin. So we've been talking about the events here today. Please, $6 shirt.
Yeah, they've got one with a cannabis leaf, and it says vegetarian.
Very nice. Sounds like the kind of thing you would see at a 420 celebration. People openly celebrating the fact, and this is what it's been here in New Hampshire, even though it's prohibited, we're openly celebrating in the face of the state house that this is something we do. This is something that, you know, and you don't do, Chris, but you were there anyway because you support freedom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So this is a freedom that we support, people being able to do what they want with their own bodies and getting that message out there and also getting a very libertarian message out there via the people who speak on microphones at this event. So anybody that comes to this event who's not familiar intimately with the ideas of liberty, well, they're going to get a taste of it. They're going to get introduced to some very principled, you know, anti-government, pro-freedom ideas that are likely not included in places like, you know, Colorado or California, where events might have happened prior to legalization.
Right, and, you know, I've not read this article from Mashable, but I'm guessing he's probably saying something along the lines of, well, right now, one in five Americans live in a state where they can legally buy cannabis, so the war on drugs is basically over.
Yeah, so just settle down, put on a suit, and if you can't put on a suit, stay home. So let me get to the story here. Brian Korber writes, he's talking about 420 and, you know, how popular it is, and says it's a bad internet holiday. He says brands that would have once fired someone for testing positive for THC now tweet funny jokes about the munchies. People demonstrate by toking up in public. Cannabis companies push their products, and media companies fire off any number of pot-related articles to get that sweet, sweet weed traffic. He says it's time to stop. The concept of 420 was good at a time when pot was a taboo counterculture. But at this late date, the holiday shows cannabis culture at its worst. Now, when you were there, Chris, I mean, this is a part of culture that you're at the best on the periphery of, right? Like you come to this event, but you probably don't know intimately. You haven't been around a lot of cannabis smoking. I'm speculating. Am I completely wrong or right about that? Because you yourself have not used cannabis, if I'm
I'll refrain from answering that question.
Fair enough.
But I'm not a smoker.
Yeah. It's not illegal to admit having done it in the past, as far as I can tell. But I'm not trying to talk you into doing
it. Let's put it this way. I won't admit to having smoked in the United States.
Yeah. Okay.
So
you certainly weren't doing it today, and I've never heard you take interest in it. I've seen it offered to you.
I'm not into it, that's for certain. But I do support the right. I was actually one of the first people probably to support medical marijuana legalization
in Jersey?
No, not in Jersey. It was a different state. It was Arizona. What was the first state that legalized it?
California back in the 90s.
For medical,
was it? I think there
was California,
a state before
1996. No, it was California in 1996, Proposition 215.
Okay. Well, back then, and maybe it was California. I partook in some of that stuff. So.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
So as somebody who's sort of on the outside of it, would you describe this as cannabis culture at its worst? What you saw today?
No. Well, I mean, what do you mean by at its worst?
That's what he says. He'll go on.
I don't see any of the issues that, like, Like, what's the issue with it in the first, like?
It's all those darn hippies and their, you know, buttons and their signs and their marijuana. Let me go on here. He says, that's the last thing cannabis needs right now. Again, he says, it's time to stop.
Hold on. The hardcore stoners, and I am going to stereotype here. The hardcore stoners, they're too busy smoking weed on their couch to remember, was that thing at the Capitol today.
I kind of feel like there weren't really that many hardcore stoners at the protest.
There were definitely stoners at the protest.
The hardcore stoners will go to a cannabis festival, but they're not going to one of these rallies.
I think you're probably right about that, but that is to say...
I mean, what do you think? What percentage do you think were hardcore stoners there?
I would say probably the majority of that crowd is there are regular users of cannabis, or at least at one time.
Regular users and hardcore stoners are not the same thing.
So when I think of hardcore stoner, I think of somebody smoking up every day.
Yeah, that's
all
what I'm talking about.
All day, every day.
Okay,
now that's a difference, right? Doing it every day versus all day every day is different. So you consider a stoner to be somebody who's every day. You say it's all day every day.
Like the people that their life is
revolves around it. Yeah.
Oh, I've not smoked in 20 minutes. I got to go hit that joint.
That would be an interesting question.
That's a hardcore stoner.
That would be an interesting question to ask at an event like that.
And then something else, because everybody kind of has their own definition of stoner. So if you ask the people at the event, do you consider yourself a stoner? You might wind up getting a completely different...
Right. And how would they define stoner, right? So
right.
And is it possible for somebody to be a stoner but also productive at the same time? Can those two things go together? Or is a stoner always somebody who's locked to the couch who can't get anything done?
When I think of stoner, I just think of somebody who smokes pot.
Right.
I don't necessarily think of somebody who's unproductive, right?
I think one can be a stoner and be productive, but there's somebody that's either going to be self-employed or doing contract IT work to where they don't have to get up, shower, and go to a job somewhere.
I know people who smoke, and have very productive lives. I mean, maybe they are self-employed, so to speak, but they have routines where they have to be somewhere at a particular time every single day. So I don't know.
That showed me that when I was a teenager, I worked at a radio station, and my mentor, who has now passed on, Bob Garrett, he used to actually get high before he'd go into the production room. So he wouldn't be high on the air, but he would get high before he went and did a different kind of creative task of being, putting commercials together was essentially what he was doing there.
And that's me focused.
That sort of shattered a lot of the whatever remainder of drug war kind of propaganda had been programmed into me by the government, like, oh, all people who get high are losers. And I was like, no, this actually helped him at his job. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you like. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Should those 420 protesters just cut it out? It's just, we're right on the verge of changing things for the better, and you guys are still out there shouting and holding signs and getting high in public, and boy, you know what? It's embarrassing. At least that's what the guy from Mashable.com is saying here so far in a piece that we've just scratched.
Jeff Sessions is just like 3 inches away from repealing the federal schedule of drugs. Oh, wait, no. Jeff Sessions wants to ramp up enforcement of the federal war on drugs.
Look, if you guys would just put a suit on or stay home, then everything will change. And so that's a summary so far of what I'm getting from this guy who's saying it's time to stop when it comes to these 420 events like you and I went to today,
yeah.
Chris. We're going to get back into that coming up here. But also, if you love a good 420 video, if you love a good civil disobedience video, you got to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Now, I actually didn't run into Derek today, but he was there last year, I believe, at the 420. And has
probably
been
wearing a suit.
You know what? He is a suit-wearing kind of guy. He always looks dapper, very, very sharp. And it is important for people who are in suits to be smoking pot. But this guy wants everybody to just go back inside no matter what.
Right.
And so Derek J's made a great movie called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It involves the smoking of cannabis. In fact, he gets arrested for trying to smoke cannabis.
It involves the attempt to smoke cannabis.
Correct. but I think he does flash back to the 420s that happened back in 2009 as well. So there's some footage from that in the movie, because there were some epic 420 things that happened here. Civil disobedience that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire. And then it spread out to Concord from Keene. And, of course, back then people were accusing us of, hey, you guys are ruining the movement by going out there and publicly smoking pot.
Really?
Yeah, the same argument was used against us almost a decade ago.
Right, and I actually had a conversation with a former city councilor who he explained to me how it is that, you know, like, those people wound up, you know, preventing some kind of something allegedly. So back in 2009, the city council of Keene passed a resolution to write a letter to the state house saying, we think that you should reexamine cannabis laws and maybe consider, I don't know, removing some of the penalties or making it legal or something. And then the 420 rallies happened, and then the city council...
Was it in that order?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the city council then very quietly voted to reconsider the sending of the letter and voted to never send the letter. And I found that out because I asked, the specific question I asked was, hey, didn't the city council, like, send a letter to the state house a few years ago? And he was like, oh, no, we voted to, but then your people went out and they smoked the weed in the public.
That would have done something.
And then we wound up voting to not send the letter.
As though their letter would have done anything. It would have
done absolutely nothing. Because this city councilor also happened to have been a state rep, so he could have just,
Introduced something.
Wound up telling the legislature, hey, guys.
Yeah.
We think blah-de-da-de-da.
Political grandstanding on their part.
Of course.
And total politics. And anyway, here's more of the story. And by the way, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it for free online there. And there are still a few DVD copies out there that you can purchase.
Now, before getting back into the story too deep, I did come across a cannabis quiz.
Oh, yeah. What's the source?
This is from ecurrent.com. It's actually at the end of an article about the 2018 Cannabis Olympics.
Let's do some questions. We'll pepper them throughout the show.
Yes. Which of the following is not a strain of cannabis? Donkey butter, bootylicious, alien hallucination, or Fruity McChicken?
I'm going to go with Fruity McChicken.
That would be my guess, too.
You're correct.
All right.
My guess is McDonald's claims
the McChicken.
The McChicken. Yeah, like that's a
See, I wouldn't have even known that.
Why would that stop somebody from having a strain called? That seems like...
Yeah. Because you don't want to wind up going to court.
Lawsuit. Yeah, they could sue over that.
Yeah.
They'd just throw
a threat
at you.
Who are you going to sue when it's something that's already illegal in most places?
Wait. No, be using their name without their permission. Right?
McDonald's would
trademark
file
violation.
Right.
Right, but are you going to go after the drug dealer who's selling, like, laws?
Well, there are
the
brands.
There are brand names.
There are marijuana names.
So when you go to the dispensary.
I understand that, but, like...
No, in the legal market, though, right? So, like, there are legal companies using brand names to sell marijuana.
Right.
If somebody calls it the McRib, you know?
I guess. I follow what you guys are saying.
There are eight states right now where recreational use of cannabis is legal. There are facilities in those states that legally sell various strains of cannabis.
And it might be an interesting case.
Giant companies.
It might be an interesting case because the counterclaim would be, well, yeah, but it's obviously not the McChicken. It's marijuana.
Right.
You know, where this is not a copyright infringement because no one could possibly confuse it.
Well, no, it's not a trademark issue.
So no one could possibly confuse it. It's not like they're manufacturing another chicken sandwich.
It's actually funny because usually when you file a trademark, it's in a particular category or category.
But it's still better to avoid the legal
Agree, so if I make Fruity McChicken as an edible candy, that falls under the food category, which is the same category as the spicy McChicken that's sold at McDonald's.
Well, either way,
you make a good point.
You're going to lose likely against McDonald's.
They've got more lawyers than you do.
Yeah, very true.
So this guy over at Mashable.com, he's saying, all right, you marijuana 420 protesters, you got to cut it out. He says this holiday shows cannabis culture at its worst. He says that's the last thing cannabis needs right now. As the United States nears a tipping point in the fight for legalization. So he's positioning himself as an ally, right? He's saying, look, we're all in this together, okay? You need to just stop what you're doing. He says, of all the many things that irk me about 420, brands on the internet are the worst. Oh, the brands. Cannabis companies attempt to cash in with gift guides and listicles. I don't know what that one is. If you guys want to check that one out, listicles. And there's the barrage of lame Twitter jokes from companies who've turned from being terrified of being associated with weed to half-assedly embracing it for one day. Last year, even a police department attempted to get in on the festivities, and I'll share that with you.
A listicle is a piece of writing or other content presented wholly or partially in the form of a list. So it's like an article.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's a list.
These are the top 10 things about marijuana.
Clickbait.
Yeah,
okay. 5 ways to get rid of clickbait.
I see.
Find out here.
Yeah.
Number 4 will shock you.
Yeah. He says, I understand. By the way, the police department that he's talking about here, Wyoming PD, April 20th, 2017. There's a picture. It looks like taken at like a, you know, some kind of public park. There's picnic tables. A cop with a net. Like one of those big butterfly nets.
Right.
And then under the, you know, like under the overhang of the park, there's a few bags of Doritos, Cheetos, and a couple of video games. And the tagline here on Twitter from the Wyoming, this is Wyoming, Minnesota Police Department, says, undercover 420 operations are in place. Discreet traps have been set up throughout the city today. #Happy420.
That's a hashtag.
Hashtag. Yeah, I always get that wrong. And then there's like this cop just kind of lurking like he's going to snatch you with this. You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if they're...
Right.
It's a strange mixed message because it's likely that in Minnesota it's still illegal to have marijuana. So I don't know if the cops are actually trying to intimidate while at the same time having a sense of humor about it. It's very strange.
It just seems kind of more disturbing to me just because I know, though, even if like they're... Even let's say that it was legal and they're all for marijuana now, which I somehow doubt, they're still doing all this other violent stuff, right?
Like, yeah.
Against non-violent people. So
right. You have a little bit of cocaine, they're going to take you down to the station.
Yeah, I have a hard time finding this anything other than just messed up and disturbing.
Yeah, of course, best place to go to get a quick stat on legal status of any, you know, of marijuana is the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. So if you ever want to do a quick...
And MPP.
Yeah.
MPP is also...
the same thing?
I believe so.
Because I know with, like, normal, there's, like, a map that you can click on or whatever. So anyway, that's how the police department in Wyoming, Minnesota celebrated. Anyway, back to the article. He says, I understand, obviously, why a cannabis company would like to take advantage of 420 to increase brand awareness and, well, sell product. But it's all become too much. 420 is now like a Black Friday for marijuana. And as we all know, Black Friday is capitalism.
The
and
over-commercialization of 420.
That's what he's arguing.
So we've got a socialist here.
Yep, of course. capitalism and humanity at its worst. He says, things are different now. The state of cannabis has changed drastically in the nearly 6 years since the state of Colorado passed Amendment 64, effectively beginning the end of pot prohibition. And then he's going to rattle off, of course, the states that have legalized cannabis. And we'll tell you more about why he says, look, you guys, pack it in. Forget about all this protesting. We just need to be respectable now. It's time to just be respectable. We don't want you people protesting, being seen, and being all hippie or whatever. 855, 450, free like freedom. And, of course, I say this guy is full of it. He is not an ally, and there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.